This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this like right now.
Seriously.
Review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, to be honest, listen, we never write this out.
Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. We got a good one for you guys today. A person I have admired for quite some time is calling into this podcast, Bishop Hezekiah Walker. We're gonna get into it when we talk about. He's currently on the Festival of Praise tour. We'll talk about some of his music, his effect. This guy has been all around the world spreading great gospel music. I am a fan of gospel music. I love gospel music, and I get a chance to talk to one of the guys I really admire and respect and have for quite some time. So we're going to get it popping in this as well. I don't know if you noticed or not, but we're back. We're back here in the States. Well, the continental U.S., I guess. We're back home. We're back in the recording space at the Den. We're going to talk a little bit about our vacation as well as update you guys with the season-long fantasy football, official fantasy football league of the Just Talking with Sam podcast, the D-League, the official. We're going to get into all of that in, you know, this podcast. So, first I want to thank the guys. Everything you can do, everything related to the podcast, can be found at SamShowNation.com. By going to SamShowNation.com, it's your home for everything revolving around this Just Talk With Sam podcast. Go to SamShowNation.com, and right there on the homepage and current promotions page, you get the donate button. The donate button, this has always been a crowdsourced podcast. It's a way to feed into this podcast and help this podcast keep growing, keep getting bigger, keep doing more innovative stuff. You guys have done that. And by hitting that donate button and giving whatever you feel like giving, whatever makes you feel like a good person, we pour right back into this great podcast. If you want to also get out there and show your love for the Sam Show Nation, you can always hit the store right there at SamShowNation.com. You can get whatever t-shirts, whatever stickers, hats, iTunes, whatever swag you want. You can show off your love and say, hey, I listen to this podcast and you should too. Look at my shirt. You can do it right there at SamShowNation.com. Also, speaking of SamShowNation.com, let's talk about the podcast itself. You get the podcast link, and however you listen to podcasts, it's right there on that page, whether that be Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, good old RSS. It's like four of y'all still using that, but I thank y'all for using it to listen to me. And right there at SamShowNation.com, you can click the red link, the title of whatever podcast you can listen to it, right there at the podcast page. We got a few sponsors, and we're going to read some ads from the sponsors, but I can't wait to talk to Bishop Hezekiah Walker as well as talk to you guys. But the first sponsor this week are the good folks at USMattress.com. Look, I just got on vacation, so I know a thing or two about relaxing. So let me tell you about US Mattress. US Mattress Mattress.com is among the largest American mattress retailers with over 250,000 satisfied customers served all across America. U.S. Mattress makes selecting your next mattress easy. Factory authorized, they only carry brand names, you know, like the Stearns & Foster, Sealy, Sermons, Simmons, Springer, Tempur-Pedic, you know, the brands that you know and trust. Use their exclusive comfort scale to compare the different breeds and find out the right mattress to help you improve your sleep experience. From the best brands, modeling and ranging from twin to king, you can view the widest selection of beds available. And you can get it right there. Go to samshownation.com on the current promotions link right there at the bottom, theusmattress.com. As a person with a mattress from US Mattress, it's awesome. I go to bed and I feel great. I'm up, I'm energized. It's not how I used to be. And look, I know mattress shopping is not easy. Like, you go to wherever you buy your mattress, you gotta probably in your work clothes or your street clothes, you gotta pantomime, you gotta pretend and lay on this mattress. You only own the mattress for 2 seconds and you just kind of like, oh well, it's good, whatever. No, they don't do that. US Mattress gives you 100-day comfort guarantee on all brands and all models. What that means is, whatever comfort level you at, however you got to do this, however you go to sleep, however you rest or use your bed or chill out, you got 100 days to test it out. No jokes, no games. They want you to purchase with confidence, and they want to make sure that you are making the right decision. You work hard for your money, so, and they want you to show it. So you got 100 days to test out your mattress however it makes you feel. And free delivery on everything. The price you see is the price you pay. No gimmicks, no games. They're not playing around. They will deliver anywhere in the continental U.S. and Canada. So please, hey, here's how real this 100-day comfort guarantee is. Day 98, you figure, hey, man, this ain't working out. They will come get it. No questions. Gonna give you money back. Sorry for your experience. Is that real? Personally, I never had that experience. I took the 100-day test. I am probably at 100. I'm somewhere in the 200 days, and it's not going anywhere. I feel great about it. I sleep like a baby. So please go to samshownation.com, click the link on the current promotions page, right there. Shop today, usmattress.com. Second promotion is the good folks at Walmart and their Daily Savings Center. Yes, the Daily Savings Center from Walmart. As a person goes to Walmart pretty often, I go to Sam's Show. I like doing this. I like go to SamShowNation.com. I hit that Daily Savings Center. I see the hottest offers on all the things Walmart has right then and there. Hey, I don't know what you need, but it changes every day. Maybe you need a microwave. Maybe you need a chainsaw. Maybe, I don't know, maybe just want a cool pair of slacks, some slippers, whatever. They got it right there at the Daily Savings Center for whatever they're highlighting that day that they're putting the deepest discounts they on. But maybe you just want to shop at Walmart altogether. We got you covered. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Walmart Daily Savings Center link. You can shop as you normally would. I personally like using it because I can order whatever I want because they got free pickup as soon as that day, meaning I can shop right here. I can order from home, and then presto changeo, I can just go to my local Walmart, pick it up. Personally, I like using it because I have not spent 10 minutes in a Walmart. Since I've been using that, I walk in, I walk right out, pick it up from my local Walmart. I can even leave the car running. What's up, Chris? What's up, Lonnie? You know, those are the guys right there at the pickup station. They hand me my stuff, and I go and get out of there. Or maybe you don't want to leave the house at all. They got you covered. Any order over $50, free shipping right to your house. So please go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Walmart Daily Savings Center link. and shop with the good folks at Walmart. And last, certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Who are we kidding? If you're on the internet, you will be on Amazon. It happens. They have a bigger selection. That's kind of sort of how the internet works. So, if you're going to Amazon.com, the only thing we ask you to do is make a quick detour to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon banner on the homepage and current promotions or current promotions page. You shop as you normally would. Maybe you need, I don't know, whatever you need. They got everything from A to Z. Maybe you need some cups. Maybe you need some envelopes. Maybe you want to get some good music from our guest, Bishop Hezekiah Walker. You can listen to a lot of his songs. That's right there. You can listen to a lot of his albums. That's right there. You can download them. You can stream them. You can do it right there. You can send it to your phone, your tablet, whatever you got. Maybe you want the hard copy of the CD. You can get it right there at Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. Go to SamShowNation. Click that Amazon link and listen to all the good music from my guest, Mr. Hezekiah Walker. And here's what we're going to do. Before we jump into this podcast, we're going to play a cut. One of my favorite songs, actually, from Bishop Hezekiah Walker. That is Better. The song name is Better by Bishop Hezekiah Walker. We're going to jump right into this podcast. I will see you guys in a few.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People
go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused. But don't worry.
Don't worry your soul. It will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause
Better by our guest, Mr. Excuse me, let me get it right. Yeah. Bishop Hezekiah Walker, who's currently on the Festival of Praise tour, is coming to a city near you. They're going to be here tonight in Detroit at the Fox, but please look it up. Google it. I did have it on me, the schedule, but please just look up Festival of Praise. There's a lot of heavy hitters on there. It's not just him. Fred Hammond, Regina Bell,
Israel Houghton. I think Dorinda's on there too. Dorinda Clark, Cole.
Listening. I'm like, please go ahead. You picked up your phone. That's what I thought. You had it in front of you.
I actually was looking it up because I didn't want to misquote. But I am looking it up.
Well, speaking of Hezekiah Walker, he's going to be calling in very shortly. We're going to update you guys on a lot of stuff that you guys may have missed, mainly because we haven't been here. I know you have been getting your updates and stuff like that as if we were here, but we were not here. If you listened to the last few episodes, we were in sunny, sexy night. Well, maybe it wasn't that sexy.
It was a little sexy. It was like that.
We got to calm it down, you know, guys.
It was a movie called Havana Nights or something like that.
We were not there.
No. It wasn't a movie called you know how you see like movies about islands and everybody's all sweaty and tanned.
It was just cool. It was just cool to be there.
I was sweaty and tanned. I'm still kind of black.
At Puerto Rico.
I should have tanned my legs while I was tanned.
But yeah, we was in Puerto Rico. Mainly because we beat Hurricane Matthew to get there.
We flew over a hurricane.
Yeah, beat a hurricane. And with the grace of God, and I really mean that.
It was hardly, with very little turbulence at that point. And we were in, high winds and the turbulence getting there. We had
it was a time, man.
Somebody didn't want us to go. I'm just going to put it like that.
But
shouts out to Southwest Airlines.
We persevered.
For getting us there. And Jesus, of course. Thank you.
Wow, that's second.
No, he's first. I thanked him earlier.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk to Bishop Hezekiah Walker, who's calling in a few minutes. And we're going to get his thoughts on what you just said. I hope he's listening to this now.
He's probably not.
Hopefully just recapping. I got coffee in my hand. You do understand with this, I am on my best behavior.
You should be. You're Marco's kid.
I am.
You better be.
I am just really polishing it up.
That's why I'm just going to step out the room.
What's wrong with you?
For one, our trip has still, coming from 90 degree weather to 50 and 60 degree weather, it's taking a toll on my body.
Yeah, we noticed. In the last podcast, I was solo dolo deep.
I think I'm still jet lagged.
We were solo dolo talking to the good folks of The Accountant, the movie, the Ben Affleck movie. And you were out, I don't know what you was doing, sunbathing, shaking it up, dancing, a lot of that reggaeton music.
Salsa lessons, listening to reggaeton.
Whatever. I'm in here, no days off.
I was down there chilling with a 90-year-old man in a white linen suit.
Yeah, it was a lot of those. It was like,
they had a shop that just sold
white linen suits. But while being down there, it was great. I highly recommend it, just being a part of that. And then, even down there, I got a chance to watch a little football. But watching football there versus here, you know, they had the little thing.
For one, our TV's bigger. Let's just start there.
Well, our TV's bigger, but you can only watch one game. I'll take those 20, 19-inch boys, and I could just go around to every station at the bar and watch a game.
If we sat in the hotel lobby, we could have watched multiple games.
Every game. It was 16 screens. Yeah, 32 teams. Yeah, I could have watched every game, pretty much. All you got to do is just stop over wherever your team is playing. And you can kind of and honestly, while doing that, I got a chance to meet different people from different places. It was a dude from Boston. He was just like, yeah, go Pats. Go in with that deep Boston accent.
We met a couple over there from Missouri.
Missouri, just still like heated over the Rams.
We met another couple from Ohio.
Yeah. And they just, it was very quiet.
They were on the level of vacation
on,
I want to.
On that Cleveland game.
They were
game.
Taking a vacation from the vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They were in, they stayed in Puerto Rico a week. They did the coolest thing ever. She got all her clothes laundered by the lady that's laundering clothes for $10 around the corner.
Yeah.
They packed them back in the suitcase and they were getting on a cruise ship.
But that was another
that
thing.
Was kinda cool.
That's one thing about Puerto Rico. Everybody had a side hustle.
Yeah.
Like
Uber is like the
Uber
out there.
Uber's awesome, but it was just like
guess what they got now since we left in Puerto Rico?
Uber XL.
Yep.
Yeah, I got the notice. I got the notice this morning too. It's not like we was like 8-10 deep.
It wasn't 8 or 10 deep, but I mean, we're down there. Like everybody is like driving Uber. They have like a Chevy Aveo or smaller.
I'm down with that because it was very close quarters. You talk to a lot of the island folk, and everybody got
a
story.
Different type of driving down there.
Everybody got a Everybody knows the guy. It's like that old Trick Daddy song. Mm-hmm. I understand who our guest is, so I'll just... Whatever. You know what? If you ever heard Trick Daddy, because, look, I'm looking at this. Bishop Hezekiah Walker's down. He from Orlando. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure he knows a thing or two about Southern hip-hop.
It's the old lyric.
It's the old lyric. Everybody
all gospel singers and Christians aren't prudes.
All I'm getting at is, it's the old Trick Daddy lyric that says, everybody knows somebody who knows somebody.
I thought I was going to say, Trick love the kids.
What does that have to do with what I just
said? It was a Trick Daddy quote.
Wrong song.
Oh, okay.
We talk about side hustles. Everybody they had something. Whatever they were, it was a pharmacist.
You don't know
that was an Uber driver.
You don't know name?
Yeah, the hotel guy is a real estate guy.
I think, hold on, I'll ask you this. Have y'all seen that movie, Ice Cube, Neil Long, what was the name of that movie? Are We Done Yet? Where they were working on a house.
Yeah.
And the guy that was, he was the realtor, the inspector, he had every job there. So we get in the elevator, and I'm looking at the elevator inspector.
It's the waiter.
The guy's name for the hotel concierge dude. Is his name, I'm like, is this like, are
the,
we done
the hotel
yet?
Concierge is the guy who's the maintenance person as well as the owner of said hotel. The waiter, you know what? He didn't get the credit he deserved. The waiter with those cool chocolate brownie / waffles. Since everybody had duality.
You did have brownie waffles.
Why I'm eating my brownie waffles?
I had a crepe omelet.
He's a waiter. The chef of the restaurant, but he's also a tour guide. So, like, while he's making your food, hey, dog, you should go here, 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 and here. If you wait, I'm going to be here at around 3:30. Mm-hmm. I can show you around with the group. I'm like, who is this group? Oh, I'm a tour guide there. Like, everyone had more than one job. And it was just cool just to get away. Then you come back to the crushing reality. Almost hit you right in the face.
Yeah.
Of everyday life.
Yeah.
We back. You didn't get you. And this is a very good time speaking of crushing reality.
What's up?
All right. Okay. Minor technical difficulties. But the D League. Fantasy Football League, in which I am from the East, number one in the East in our division, and as of this recording, I am battling Ike, Allison, Lewis, Jr., the third, Esquire. Hold on, we'll get to you. We're going to see you start out high of the highs, then you go to the lowest of the lows, which is you.
I'm the lowest of the lows.
Prove me wrong. And me and I normally get on these mics and I talk about how great I am and I pat myself on the back. But right now, me and Ike, I wish you was here because I'm pretty sure you got things to say. I'm not going to discredit that man. We are battling neck and neck. There's a lot of like, as of right now of this recording, I have a 3.6 edge. But that's not going to be enough. to declare victory. Or maybe after I just unleashed the Brady on Big Man, which led to this battle. Brady came in the game and let them know what was up. Now, as high as the highs, my boy DeJuan, our official, unofficial, official NBA correspondent, who's the best in the West. He's still the best in the West. He's still doing his thing. But unfortunately, his win streak came to a screeching halt. It's over by somebody in your bloodline. Not you. Your brother. Not you. Not you. Ended the reign, I want to call it, of DeJuan, of a commanding lead, which I feel for him because I could very well be in that position right now with the battle, Beast of the East, and... But, you know, that's top down. That's top battle. So I feel him, but I understand because I play him next week. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a contest of champions. Depending on how I come out this week. ESPN said I'm supposed to win, but it's a battle. When it comes down to me and DeJuan, you got front row seats to what could be the championship game next week. You got the Beast from the East. The best in the West clashing. But I'm not going to look past Ike because that can easily change. That can very easily change because we're battling. Now, all the way down to the bottom of the barrel.
Whatever.
The bottom of the totem pole. Our commissioner is just fighting to stay relevant. Playoffs have left you. Playoff hopes have dashed. Right now, T-Mac, you're battling T-Mac, who will moonwalk the victory. That's what the way it looks. Please, I don't want to tell your story because it sounds like I'm putting 100 on 10. I'd rather this story come from you.
I have had the worst luck in my own league. Credit by me in fantasy football. I am in other people's leagues as well, and I am doing much better.
Yeah.
My own league is like, week after week, it's always some bull crap. I dropped Carson Palmer. I didn't drop him. I said I benched him this week because Carson Palmer is not performing up to the potential that I think the level that I think he should be performing at. So I got Brian Hoyer, who's been doing awesome this whole season since he's been playing, since there is no, what's that boy's name?
You tell me. I don't associate with your team. I don't want anything to do.
The boy from the Bears. What's his name?
Brian Hoyer.
Not Hoyer. The other one.
Oh.
Cutler. Jay Cutler is out with a thumb issue. So Hoyer's been stepping in. And I said, let me bet on White.
And how'd that treat you?
Second quarter, Hoyer broke his forearm. Not his throwing hand. Clay Matthews, my boo-boo in my head. I know I'm married, but I still like Clay Matthews. Whatever. Clay Matthews' helmet.
Yep.
Hit Brian Hoyer's forearm.
I watched that game, too.
I watched it, too. So, I now have a quarterback that only scored 4.5 points because he got injured. Not even at the halfway part of the
Russell
game.
Russell Wilson ain't looking that bad, is he?
Can't do anything about it now.
Was it Russell Wilson?
I catch Russell Wilson.
Oh, okay. There's some people still out there who, like Trevor Siemian.
I can't do anything about it now.
I know. Brock Osweiler.
Can't do nothing about it now.
What's my man name?
Brian Hoyer has a broke arm, and I have to drop him.
You know what bothers me? You would even settle for Geno Smith.
I would take...
The Jets don't even want Geno Smith.
I would take... Let me see. I would get Colin Kaepernick at this point.
Hey, that's a good play this week, considering your circumstance.
I can't do nothing about it
now. I know,
now.
Man.
So Sam thinks it's the funniest thing ever that my fantasy football team is after you.
I'm upset at you a little bit because you did something that I didn't want to do.
You listen, you tell me, you listen to your husband. I listen to my husband.
Hey, no one saw that coming. That was a freak accident. That was a freak accident.
Let me listen to my husband.
I said I would roll with him. That's before yo boy, Clay. I don't see you buying no chunky suit no time soon. I don't really see.
You better leave Big Thor alone.
What's the thing? State Farm Insurance.
Insurance.
Which is interesting because maybe Brian Hoyer, you know, he could hook him up with some State Farm Insurance after what just happened. But I have faith in you this week because to take down a nemesis that I can't take down, Big T-Mac, because that would mean he beat.
So.
He's the McClane that beat all the other people with the name McClane, which he wouldn't have beat me, and I've said this on record many times, if it wasn't for that freak circus catch by Kelvin Benjamin. But hey, a win's a win. Can't knock him.
So my record for this season now is 1-5.
Yeah, that's
one,
horrible.
It's
man.
Horrible. The Lions are doing better than me.
Don't drag the Lions.
Me and Big Man are holding it at 1-5.
No. See, he has a chance at winning this week.
But you told me it's not over yet. You don't know what's going to happen.
Let me rephrase
that. Why are you lying to me?
I'm not lying. He has.
Why are you selling me?
Statistically, he does have a better chance at winning this week. Statistically. You can still pull off a win. You would just need the greatest game ever.
From everybody else.
You know what you would need? Tom Brady.
Would you care to give me his points?
No, you're not understanding. Tom Brady. Reach out to your boy who you've started, Mr. Julian Edelman.
He might be on the bench, man.
Julian Edelman.
He ain't been doing nothing all season. I need.
Whatever.
Him in the red. He need to maybe put some blue gloves on. See if he can catch the
ball. Hey, whatever. I got Tom Brady, and I'm battling Ike, who has my man, Matthew Stafford. It's going to just be a battle. We are battling.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. This him. This is Bishop Hezekiah Walker.
All right, you go ahead.
Want me to ask him to pray for your fantasy football team?
Ask him to pray that I don't kick you up your butt.
All right, then. Here he is.
Hello?
Hello, this is Hezekiah Walker.
Hello, Bishop. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. How you feel?
I feel great. Thank you so much for calling into the podcast. You don't even know how much this means. I'm a big fan, and just being able to talk with you, it's great in itself.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, I heard you was a little under the weather this week. You feeling better?
Yeah, I feel much better, man. I'm really good now. I'm excited.
All right. I'm excited to see you. See, you're going to be with the Festival of Praise tour later on tonight here in Detroit. How's that tour going so far?
Man, this tour is like one of the best tours that I've ever been on, man. It's going good.
Okay, all right. Because you yourself, you are an accomplished artist, but you up there with some heavyweights yourself. So it's like that inner fan. I know I've done my homework a little bit. You're a bit of a choir man yourself. So I know being around these gospel greats, you know, it got to be an experience for you, too.
Yeah, it's a great experience. It's a little different for me because, you know, like you said, I'm a choir man. So I'm used to 40 people, 40 to 50 people standing behind me singing, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
It really actually, you know, and I really give Fred a lot of credit for this because it kind of broadened my horizon, if I can say that. It kind of gave me a lot of confidence that I can do what I do without 50 people behind me, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's good.
Now, all right, I got a little conflicting report, something that you can, we were doing our notes. See, your church, you know, Love Fellowship Tabernacle, that's in New York, but you live in Orlando?
Yes, I live in Orlando. I have two churches. I have a church in New York and a church in Pennsylvania, but I actually live in Orlando. I just moved there about 3 years ago.
That's a bit of a commute, don't you think?
It's a major commute, but, I love it.
Okay. Yeah, I just came from down there. We were talking about that a little bit early on the podcast. We had to kind of had the layover in Orlando. We went to Puerto Rico for vacation, but we got hit up with Matthew, you know?
Oh, that's good.
You get a taste of that while you was down there?
Yo, actually I was in New York.
Okay. I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad you got it out. But one thing I want to speak to you about is, see, you're a pastor, bishop, pastor over your churches as well as a recording artist. How do your congregation react to that? Because you got to kind of wear both hats, you know?
Well, you know what? They understand the mission, and I don't get too much flack from them because I am home every single Sunday. So as long as I'm home on Sunday, they good.
Okay. I mean, that's cool. I'm glad they understand that because sometimes it's, you know, you're a leader, but at the same time, you know, they turn on TV and they see you singing. It can put some mixed messages out there. I'm glad you're not really, you know, struggling with that. I'm glad that people kind of understand that people can do more than one thing.
Oh, yeah. You know, we kind of teach. One thing, I'm really strong on teaching, you know, the principles of scripture. And, you know, if you really do some history and study on the apostles, they did not stay in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the gospel, became very broad because they didn't stay in one city. The Bible says they went from house to house and from city to city. So we teach that the gospel, if the scripture that the gospel is hid, it's only hid to them that are lost. And if it's hid to the lost, because we are really staying in one area. And so because I've been teaching that since the inception of our church, our people have embraced it. So they understand, and then they understand the title bishop. The bishop is one who goes and he plants. And if I don't go, I can't plant. So I got good people that understand that and understand the mission, and then I do understand my role as well, my role as their shepherd. So I try my best. I can count the times that I miss Sunday service, so I'm good.
Hey, that's powerful, and that's great. Like, especially now, like, you know, you turn on the TV, you listen to a radio, it's a lot of craziness going on in the country today. And your music has always been positive, upbeat. One of my favorite songs is Better.
Yeah.
How important is that positive message to just get out there right now, especially right now?
Right, yeah. So much going on. A lot of uncertainty, and, you know, I think that that's what gospel music does. Gospel music brings that positive element to any situation, and I think that that's what really keeps me relevant as well, because I keep my ear to the streets, and I keep my eyes to what's going on, and I try to come up with music that will represent the kingdom, represent God, but also give a positive message in negative times.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, and it's just not limited to here. I mean, your music is spread all over the world, Tokyo, Africa, Italy, France. How is praise music or praise dance around that? How is that celebrated all over the world? How does it, you know, does it differ?
And, you know, that makes you feel really good, too, that everybody from around the world really embraces the music and embraces the message. And so, like you said, Africa, you know, Tokyo, all those places that really, and you know, Italy, that says, you know, we love this type of music too. And that's what, again, that's what gospel music is all about.
I mean, even like stuff. Now, here goes some. I was reading this. This was a while ago. Your song, Every Praised, helped deliver a 10-year-old who got kidnapped. Because he just sung Every Praise for about 3 hours.
Yes.
I mean, how does that make you feel?
Man, when I first heard that, I was so overwhelmed with that, man. And I flew down to Atlanta, and I met him, and I met his family. And, it, you know, until this day, we're really still cool and, you know, close to each other. And it just really made me feel good that I was able to put some music out that was actually literally able to save his life.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I'm pretty sure that your music has saved other people, but you physically saved a person's life with your music.
Physically. And that really is, that's a badge of honor for me, and I thank God for that.
Now, a minute ago, you just said, you know, you use that, I mean, like, things like that to stay relevant. Obviously, something like that is going to keep you relevant. And in previous interviews, you said that sometimes it's hard because music changes pretty often. Do you still feel that's the case, or are you just set where you're at right now?
Well, you know, music changes, but the message stays the same, so I try to stay relevant with the music as well. You know, I want to stay relevant, but I also want to stay distinct, because gospel music is definitely distinct.
Okay. I mean, you've been doing this for over 20 years, so, I mean, what do you think fueled your 20-year longevity in this business alone?
Well, I think the longevity comes with me keeping my ear to the street and really knowing the times that we're living in and able to come up with music that can penetrate the heart and reach the soul.
I mean, a while back, I mean, I did my homework. I mean, you were judging How Sweet the Sound. What did you see, like, in the future of gospel music, you know, for you to judge it? Like, you say you keep your ear to the street. What did you like? What did you see that, like, is, I guess, a upcoming trend when you were judging?
Well, you know, when I was doing the House of Sound, you know, what I saw then, I knew that gospel music was going to be revolutionized. I knew that it was going to keep on evolving. You know, when I saw those choirs and when I saw, you know, the song, when I heard the songs and saw the choir director and saw the movement of the choirs, it is a big difference from when we started back in the 80s. And so I just began to see the transformation and the evolution of gospel music during that time. And so as you see it, you know, progress, you have to progress as well.
Hey, I understand that. You got to move with where it's going, you know? And if, I mean, thank you for just giving us a little bit of your time, because you got to get ready for tonight. But one last question. I got to let you go, Bishop. One last question. What advice would you give, like, new upcoming gospel newcomers that, you know, this new generation, what advice would you give them?
You know what I would give them? I would give them, you know, the advice of just being able to stay the course, stay relevant, stay encouraged, and really understand that the Bible says that in Ecclesiastes says that everyone has a time and a chance. And while you're waiting for your time and while you're waiting for your chance, celebrate somebody else that already has it. And, you know, a lot of times, those that ain't got, sometimes you get a little weary, and sometimes you feel like it's not going to happen, but you have to stay the course. And while you're waiting for your time and waiting for your chance, you know, celebrate somebody else.
That's deep, Bishop, and that's 100% right. I mean, you got to celebrate the people that's there. Your time going to come. Lot of positivity, no hate, go do what you're doing. And speaking of being relevant, I want my people to follow you. Please, all your social media information where they can see you, they can get those words of wisdom. Please, go ahead.
Sure, you can follow me, of course, on Facebook at Hezekiah Walker. And I also have my fan page. Of course, that's the official fan page of Hezekiah Walker on Facebook. And then Bishop, you can follow me on Instagram. That's Bishop Hez on Instagram. And then also on Twitter, Hezekiah Walker.
And we'll make sure we put it on our Facebook page where people can see it and people can go there and people can see you. Speaking of see you, they're going to see you tonight at the Festival of Praise. So,
I can't wait for tonight. Tonight's going to be amazing.
All right. And thanks for giving us a little bit of your time. I know you're a busy guy and you're getting ready for tonight.
All right. Love you, sir.
All right. Thanks so much, Bishop.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Come too far.
Praise the Lord.
heart a tender love.
Passing on through all my pain.
All about pain. See, nobody knows what I've been through. My issues. Many days I was lost. I was drifting, drifting. Turn back now. Said you know that it will be strong. Oh, I've come too far to turn back now.
Hold On by Bishop Hezekiah Walker featuring Carl Thomas. Now look, thank you. I want to thank Bishop Hezekiah Walker for calling into this podcast. For some reason, Tasha left. There would be no prayers for a fantasy football team. But maybe if she changed her mind, she can always reach him on Facebook at Official Hezekiah Walker, Twitter at, you guessed it, Hezekiah Walker, and Instagram, Bishop Hez. Like, this is done. This part of the podcast was done after the interview, and I got a chance to see the Festival of Praise, and I can't stress that enough. You need to go. Look, I love gospel music. I love being a part of that. It's something for the family. It's something to go out to. Hey, you're like, well, I'm agnostic or I'm not a Christian. Hey, I don't care. Good music is good music. If that, at the very least, that's what you're going for, mm-hmm. You should go with that. It's uplifting, powerful music. I walked out of that building feeling like I could be invincible. And I need that feeling because I said I'm in the middle of a battle with good old Ike Allison Lewis Jr. III. And it was just great seeing him. And you can see our buddy, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, live and in person at the Festival of Praise. Please Google it. It's a nationwide tour. It's coming to a city near you.
October 22nd, they'll be in Maryville, Indiana. Sunday, October 23rd, they'll be in St. Louis, Missouri, at their Fox Theater, and the Star Plaza to Maryville, Indiana.
They want, but where can they get all of that information?
Marvel Hit Ticketmaster. Honestly.
Ticketmaster, you can get all of that information, and you can go there and see and get tickets for the Festival of Praise. Like I said, Festival of Praise, come to a city near you. Ticketmaster, or you can just Google it. There's a lot of outlets.
It's a website. I'll give you the website. Let me make sure I don't want to tell you something wrong here.
You may want
the website is festivalofpraisetour.com. So that's www.festivalofpraisetour.com. So that has all of the tour dates, ticket information. The tour is going through, I'm trying to give you the last date for the tour is in Richmond, Virginia, December 4th. So if it's in your area, you got plenty of time.
For a while. So. No, there's more. No,
according to the website, it's December 4th.
Well, that's as far as it goes. I think it goes to the end of the year. But either way, check
December
it out.
December 4th is end of the year.
No, I mean like around Christmas, New Year's time. So, like I said, please check it out.
Well, Sam, congratulations.
Well, for what?
You have got your first gospel artist on the podcast.
Well, technically, he's not the first.
I don't count. I mean, I've
hold on. There's people who've done. No, we're not counting you. there's people.
Why you guys got to piss on my chair?
You know what? He is kind of like the first because.
No, he is the first.
We've had people who had secular music who has done gospel.
I'm talking about straight, full-fledged gospel artists.
That's
he's
it.
The first.
Like, out of.
We had some people working, trying to get some people on. I was trying.
So what are we?
Calls. Everybody was cancellation.
Like 300
came through.
Where are we? 300, over 325 episodes, mm-hmm. I think. And we finally get a gospel artist. Like I feel good about that because I am a big fan of gospel music, and I have read the stuff on Instagram.
But the gospel music you like is strange.
I just like good music.
You like Tone.
What's wrong with that? I like Tony, obviously. I like Hezekiah Walker. And I like
Hezekiah Walker.
I like there's more. I like Israel.
Ty Tribbett and Israel Held.
I like Israel.
Ty Tribbett is like my number one. That's my number one.
I don't have a number one.
And Dorinda is like people like, oh, you people think I like Karen Clark's shit, but Dorinda voice.
The whole point, I guess what I'm trying to make is we've tried. This isn't our first time to
try. Attempted. We've made several attempts at some national gospel artists
like,
and some nationally local yet national gospel artists.
And it just, the timing and the schedule never really worked out. I mean, we welcome them to show up, but at the same time, I have always ran this podcast as I'm not just going to shove anyone down my throat or anyone down just to say I got a guest. I got to like dig your stuff. There are some people, and I'm not going to name names, who are gospel artists who I like their work. Mm-hmm. I respect their work. That's a better way to say it. But I'm not going to listen to it mm-hmm. in my car like that. Like I always said, we always had the double F rule. friends or fans of. Yeah. Like, there's quite a few Hezekiah Walker CDs in my car. Well, I don't want to say CDs anymore.
MP3s,
yeah. MP3s or Spotify or something. There's a channel on Pandora. That's what I'm getting at. There's something there. And there was other people who reached out to us. And I do respect their work, and I respect the meaning of their work, but just wouldn't fill in the in-game product. I'm not knocking them, just like what Bishop Hezekiah Walker just says. It's just kind of like everyone's going to have their time to shine, and maybe at this moment is not their time, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. Like, with our show, we have ebbs and flows, so
yeah,
you know, we gotta keep going. We don't get discouraged if somebody is unable to participate in the recording of a podcast.
And who are we kidding? Like, when it comes down to us, we're an acquired taste too.
Yeah,
like I don't put one. You know how you say you don't throw the rock and hide your hand.
And we know who we are. We don't hide. Hi, you know, we're not trying to.
Hey, we keep it 100.
We're not trying to sell it as we're something else. Like,
this is us, man.
Part of. I mean, so
like,
hey, if you're a gospel artist, I mean, you shouldn't be afraid to talk to any form of media.
Yeah,
and now if somebody is attacking your character,
that's one thing.
You defend yourself accordingly. But you know what I'm saying? If a gospel artist go on Howard Stern, would I be upset? No.
Like, look at
us. I would be excited because a nationally syndicated radio show like Howard Stern knows who this gospel artist is.
But at the same time, I look at how we do it here. I ain't gonna lie to you. We wild out. We have fun.
Time and place, though.
Time and place. I knew who my guest was today, so we go.
That's why you invited me in.
No, The short answer was no.
I'm
glad you were here, but I'm just saying we're not gonna wild out. We're not gonna, like, I love my guests regardless of where you come from. I'm not gonna discredit you. I'm not gonna talk down. This ain't a gotcha type of media. I don't really care what's going on in your personal life. I don't really care that who in your bed or what you did in your bedroom. That's not how I get down, man. I mean, like, we here.
At the end of the day, we have no heaven or hell to put you in. We're not God.
Appropriate, especially for this podcast.
We cannot judge you for,
like, we don't judge
whatever indiscretions you may have.
Look, and I'll be the first one to say, I can't judge you just based off the 320 some odd episodes along. I have told a lot of stuff about myself.
Yeah, it's true.
So I really can't. I'm not in the realm to judge anyone.
I mean, I don't want us as Christians.
This is a long way to say that we would like to talk to more gospel artists,
yeah,
because we're down with the medium. We love gospel music.
And as Christians, if you are a gospel artist, if you are a Christian gospel artist, I know it's the same, one of the same, whatever. But you get what I'm saying. You should not close yourself off to media, especially if the media. If it's somebody that can help you out, you shouldn't be so holy, that you so, what is it, heavenly minded that you know earthly good.
Happens all the time. Yeah. So, here's what we're going to do. We didn't ramble. We done got on with this. I don't think we're going to make a bigger statement. I want to thank my guest again, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, for calling into this pocket. What's on?
God favored me.
Looking at your fantasy football, what would argue that? But, you know what? We will end the show with that. And
part one. It's two parts, part one. Well, I like both parts, but that's a long. If you put them together, it's a long song. So part one.
But the thing you just said about God and not judges, part one. I'm just messing with you. But, yeah, we will close with that. God Favored Me by Bishop Hezekiah Walker. I want to thank him yet again for calling into this podcast.
Thank you.
As always, you can check him out. Facebook, Official Hezekiah Walker. Twitter, Hezekiah Walker. Bishop Hez on Instagram. And catch him on the Festival of Praise tour. It's awesome. And don't go. I mean, bring your family. Bring a friend. Bring somebody you ain't seen in a while. Trust me, it's a good night out. I can't recommend that enough. As always, all the things related to this podcast, you can catch us at, you guessed it, SamShowNation.com. You right, SamShowNation.com. Facebook.com, Just Talking With Sam. Instagram, Just Talking With Sam. SamShow11 on the Twitter. And I don't do this as much as I should, because I always kind of forget. You can always email the podcast at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. But the hub for everything else is samshownation.com. And you know what? We're going to end with God favoring me. We'll see you guys next week. Peace out.
Bye.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine. I had my share of love abuse. Manipulated. And its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all. I got a story to tell. And I know. You favored me.
You favored me because
my enemies.
My enemies did try.
They did try. But they couldn't triumph
over me.
Yes, they did try.
Yes, they did try.
But it didn't work.
Couldn't triumph over me.
I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Is patient,
caring. Love
is kind.
Is
kind. Love
is felt most
when it's genuine.
Genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life.
I've had my share of love.
Who abused my love. They manipulated it.
And
took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through. And I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because
my enemies,
they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
But it would not fall.
Not fall.
Would not bend.
Will not bend.
Won't compromise.
Won't compromise.
God favors
me. God favors
me. I spoke
I life
and prosperity.
And prosperity.
I even spoke
and
health.
I speak health. God favors
he favors me.
They whispered,
about
conspired.
Me. They conspired against
they
me. They told a whole lot
God
of lies on me. But God favored
my
me. My character.
My integrity.
God, he faith in me.
Will not fall.
It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
Won't compromise.
God favors me. I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And prosperity.
And I speak health.
And I speak health. God favors me.
They whisper.
They whisper.
They conspire.
Conspire.
They told their lies.
They told their lies.
But God,
God
faith
favors me. My character.
faith.